Welcome back, everybody, to Money Mindset, the chat where we talk about money. And it is so important always that we continue this conversation, reminding ourselves and ultimately recognizing where everything comes from. Because when we realize and fully internalize the fact that everything comes from above, that it's Hashem who's fully running the show, we will be happier people. And it is so incredibly important that we specifically talk about it on this Monday morning. You see how Hashem so clearly runs the world. Silicon Valley Bank, the 16th largest bank, and now Signature Bank, all of a sudden totally go under and are not able to go and provide all the money. Now, yeah, the government's going to help people with their deposits, hopefully, Amir Tashem. But you just see how you can go from having everything to nothing really, really quick. And we are so lucky that we're able to maintain this perspective, or at least work on maintaining this perspective, that Hashem runs the world. If we're supposed to have the money, we will have the money, otherwise not. It's not up to us. We put ourselves in positions to be able to succeed. We do our hishtadlus. We got to make sure to work hard. But ultimately, it is up to Hashem whether we are going to be successful or not. And we see it so clearly in world events. It's hard to fight. But still, we need to make sure to work on this money mindset, because it is not easy to go ahead and have this perspective. And that's why we continue this conversation. In this past week's Parsha in Kisisa, the story of the whole Machatzis HaShekel, how everyone had to go and give the same amount because everyone's contributions matter. The Pasuk says, Zeh Yitnu, this shall they give. And basically what happened was, says Rashi, Hashem showed Moshe a coin of fire and said to him, this type of coin is what they're supposed to be giving. Why did Hashem have to show them? Why was it a coin filled with fire? Why was all of this true? So comes some of the Mefarshim, the Noam Elimelech explains, and see this in the Stone Chumash, just two simple, beautiful ideas. Number one is that Hashem showed Moshe the money in fire specifically to teach us that money is like fire. Both can be extremely beneficial or extremely destructive, depending on how they are used. If someone is using it for good things, if someone is using it to go and enhance their life and their simcha and getting closer to Hashem, that is the ultimate way to use it. Just like fire, if used in the proper way, is what keeps us alive. That's amazing. But if used in a destructive way, if used to hold power, to hold honor, to this, to that, whatever else it may be, in a negative way, then it can be destructive, just as fire can be. And it's so important, again, to remind ourselves what we are here for and what our goals are. As we're davening, Baruch Aleinu, and really all of our tefillah, Chassam Sofer and so many others explain that we are davening that we can go ahead and serve Hashem in the best way possible. And of course, it's going to be easier to serve Hashem when we don't have to think of Parnassa troubles, when we don't have to think of health troubles. But that's what our perspective has to be. How can we go ahead and serve God in the best way possible? Also, they say money buys happiness. That's not entirely true. Money doesn't necessarily buy happiness. Experiences buy happiness. And yeah, you can get more experiences when you're able to go ahead and have more money. But it's certainly something that we need to think in terms of what is true happiness. What are we trying to accomplish? It's dangerous if we get too involved, too invested, that's the only thing we care about. We got to make sure to stay careful with all of that. And then the second explanation they quote here in the Chumash is that if one seeks atonement, if someone tries to get forgiveness through giving tzedakah, the good deed should be done with fire and enthusiasm. When it comes to giving tzedakah in general, we have the opportunity to go ahead and give, and it's the greatest zechus in the world. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir, nishroa hagzeira. We know that this is something which gives us a tremendous amount of forgiveness and something we lean on heavily, but there's a way to go ahead and give tzedakah. You got to make sure to give it with a fire, with a passion, that we're excited to do it. Not fine, here, take this. We have the ability to make people feel great, even if we're not giving them all that much. We have the opportunity to go ahead and determine how it's going to be. So these are just two simple messages from Zeh Yitnu in our Pasuk, the Machatzis HaShekel, that we got to make sure to recognize that it's just like fire. It could be very dangerous or the most beneficial thing in the world, depending on how we use it and how we view it. Number two, we got to make sure to have that fire and enthusiasm. But I think, again, on this Monday morning, as the market is about to open in just a few minutes, and who knows what's going to be, who was up, and now it's down, and now down. Point is, we see how clearly Hashem runs the world. Roku has $480 million in the bank, in Silicon Valley Bank, and everything's all set and secure and everything's good, and all of a sudden, bam, it could be gone in 1 second. Now, again, will they get bailed out? Sure, whatever it may be. But we see that it's not up to us. We do our best, we try our best, but ultimately we recognize where things are coming from. Amir Tashem, that should help us to continue to move on in a positive way. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.